Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sports Grid Fantasy Football Podcast. This is the Gilcast. You also might be listening to this on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Football feed. And, you know, guys, I think the hubris of the first 3 months of the season is really starting to catch up with us because, you know, we were saying, look, we keep having these bad shows. We keep winning. It's just a print fest. NFL DFS cash games are easy. And last week we all lost and we're like, well, you know, we'll get back to it the next week. And I think the people just really wanted good shows because I would have to really go back and look, but this has got to be the fewest points I have ever scored in a week of cash on DK. It's got to be the lowest point total.
I don't have to look.
You don't have to look.
buddy, let me just get this out there. The fantasy gods, you're talking about hubris. The fantasy gods have come for Nate Noling. They are striking him down and smiting him into the underworld. Nate, you're lying. We got to talk about it.
I've had individual players on DraftKings.com NFL DFS score more points than Nate's lineup did this week.
I didn't eclipse 50.
Just the Will Fuller week. Will Fuller that 1 week scored more than Nate.
I mean, it was oof. The nice thing about losing this bad is like, you know, you don't get like, you don't have to sweat it out. You know,
I didn't sweat a damn thing. T Higgins scored a touchdown. And I was like, you know what? I can go be productive today. Like I got a bunch of stuff done around the house. I used my leaf blower. I went to the grocery store. There was no need for me to subject myself to football today.
Did you eat a pot pie?
I did. I literally ate a pot pie. And took a nap at right about 3:30. I got a frozen pot pie from the grocery store, put it in the oven, ate it sad on the couch with my dogs. They're looking at me like, dude, what's wrong with you? What are you doing? And I'm just eating the pot pie and just falling asleep like a greasy, gross person because I let the fans down today. I really did.
Scenes are tough, guys. I don't want to do this show.
Davis, you got to tell the people how many points Nate scored.
So
you got to say the number.
So in the three man, again, the worst scores the three man has ever had. Whirling Dervish, the resounding winner with 91.48 DraftKings points. Davis Matic takes second place with 65.38 and Nate Noling, Nate N, you can send him an invite, bringing up the rear with 47.0.
Sammy almost doubled me.
Oh. Nate, oh, I almost doubled God. You, bro. And I got worse.
Oh,
dude. Nate, walk us through the emotions of scoring 47 points in DraftKings cash.
Doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good at all. The nice thing is I don't have to get that tilting like email of like,
you're not going to get the email. You're not going like, to get the, your winnings have been credited to your account.
Yeah. Yeah. Not going to get that email. So don't have to wait for that.
Buddy, I took a look at your lineup. This is how many places do you get? You get 10 roster spots.
Nine, right?
I think at halftime I had a combined 0 points from my three wide receivers who were all playing.
Well, and it, you know, to be honest, you didn't play Deontay Johnson, so you did deserve the blade.
The moment that T. Higgins converted a deep target into a catches instead of unrealized air yards, we all should have realized it wasn't going to be our day. Like when T actually gets the bonus is the first time all year he got the waited till week 12, waited until after Thanksgiving to convert the bonus for the first time. We all should have realized it was not going to happen.
Oh yeah. And then Jalen Waddle had the bonus in the first half, I think. Scored.
Yeah. I mean, I've ran good with Jalen Waddle. I think you're the guy who got 3 points from Jalen Waddle that one time, but
sounds right.
Yeah. I mean, all the cash game wide receivers that are in lineups every single week, Cooks, T, and Waddle all got. I think Cooks only had the one touchdown catch, but whatever. All right. So Sammy wins the three-man. He plays Cam Newton, Christian McCaffrey, James Robinson, Chris Godwin, Deontay Johnson, LaVisca Chenault Jr., Jared Cook, Daryl Henderson, which was a late swap from A.J. Dillon in the Texans defense. I played that same lineup, except I played Miles Sanders instead of James Robinson, and I played Jameson Crowder instead of LaVisca Chenault and Evan Ingram instead of Jared Cook. Nate played Cam Newton, Christian McCaffrey, Miles Sanders, Chris Godwin, Michael Pittman Jr., Jameson Crowder, Dallas Goedert, and then late swap from A.J. Dillon to Jerry Jeudy with the Texans defense.
Eight out of nine snowflakes, Nate. The DST saved you from the clean sweep.
We needed Zach Wilson to like do something to get them to like 2 points or whatever for the snowflake. It really is.
Yeah, I can't believe both of you cuckwits played Jameson Crowder in cash. He's like the wide receiver David Montgomery kind of. I mean,
he is dollar store Keenan Allen is what Jameson Crowder is, in the sense that he never scores touchdowns. He never gets targeted deep down the field. But his quarterback is Zach Wilson instead of Justin Herbert, is the primary issue there. It's just very off brand for me to play Crowder instead of Chenault, who I actually like. I will say I was feeling really bad about this week. Like I was not feeling good about, like, it just all, I tweeted this morning even before lock, like it all seemed bad. And weeks where I feel bad, I'm gonna probably lean a little bit more on the optimizers, like on the projections, just being like, well, it can't be that bad. And Crowder was in all of those, but sometimes it's a little bit more of a feel game.
Yeah. You should have gone with the feel, bro. Like Jameson Crowder is just a complete dust fall. It's really.
Well, the guy who I had the feel game thing, I felt like Cook was the right play at tight end, but. I also felt like playing Cam and CMC in the same lineup together was bad.
Well, why do you think that's bad? I mean, they combined for, 12 points. I don't.
Well, there's just only.
What's bad about only, that, Davis?
Because Cam is the. Cam's upside is the scoring touchdowns.
Is the touchdowns, yeah.
But CMC doesn't need the touchdowns to get there.
If you're playing him at 9K, you do.
But he kind of does, yeah.
We talked about this last week, and then I did this. Yeah. We literally spent like 10 minutes on the show on this last week, and I roll into this week and just do it. Obviously, there was bad luck with the injury. Obviously, there was bad luck with Cam, but it was bad.
Yo, when are we going to learn that Jonathan Taylor is actually the best player in fantasy, and that Christian McCaffrey
He was pretty close to having a bad day.
They stopped using him. They like didn't use him. They're like, oh yeah, they just smashed five rushing touchdowns or five total touchdowns with him on Buffalo, and then they're like, you know what, we're just gonna.
I mean, the real thing. Wentz. The real thing that. The nerds need to learn is that it doesn't matter that Elijah Mitchell doesn't project to have passing downs, even though he did have passing downs today. This dude's fucking Bo Jackson playing for a team that wants to give him the ball.
He's got one hand that's unusable. He still caught five passes.
Yeah. I do projection, so I know this. Like if Jeff Wilson Jr. and Eli Mitchell were one player, that player would have been the number one running back of the slate, but you have to project them like they're two players. And I think Jeff Wilson Jr. got two carries today, which I was not expecting.
Well, no. Debo, I mean, they continue to use Debo Samuel.
Debo's a legit running back for 10% of their, I mean, he got hurt. So who knows?
I wonder if that's bad. Dalvin Cook got hurt. We wonder if that's bad. He got carted off.
Cooks looks bad.
Yeah. Cooks he had like bad. A chest injury or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just has no heart. I think.
All right. So, we can go error by error here, and there are plenty of errors, but it feels like
it'll be a long podcast if we do that.
Feels like obviously when you get cooked like this, you want to be like, well, everything I did was bad. Like, I don't think playing CMC was bad. I don't think playing Godwin was bad. I don't think making it a priority to get to Deontay Johnson was bad. What was bad was playing Cam and McCaffrey together, because they're the Panthers are very rarely going to score enough offensive touchdowns per game for both of those guys to get there. And I mean, playing Miles Sanders in cash is just, it is unforgivable. It's just bad. It's just stone cold bad. Like it is.
I felt that bad too. I said that at lock. Like, I don't want this team. I don't want Miles Sanders, but there was no build that I could get on without him. And it was one of those things of like playing a running back in DraftKings who doesn't catch. Like, he literally
maybe idiots just play Eli Mitchell. If you want to play running back who doesn't get any fucking carries or any catches.
I know. Yeah. I knew too. It was like, I don't know. I knew I was dead today. Building lineups. It was bad. It was a bad slate, but yeah, playing Miles Sanders. How many times have we talked about on this freaking stupid show that you don't play running backs in DraftKings.com that don't catch passes? And Miles Sanders has a very clearly different workload than he used to at the beginning of this season. Philly wants to run the ball. He is not going to get passes. It's going to be Boston Scott. It's going to be Kenny Gainwell. Like, there's, and he's not even getting workload at the end zone in the red zone. I mean, literally Boston Scott.
Because Jalen Hurts cucked him.
Yeah. And then Boston Scott too. He's not even on the field. Like,
well, yeah. I mean, I think he got hurt for a while today, came back, got hurt. Like, he was, I mean, dude, he's just sketch.
He didn't even get most of the running of the early down work. No. He got out carried by Boston Scott.
No, he didn't even get the work in
this
base.
This is really one of the worst things I've ever done is playing Miles Sanders in cash. Cause it's, I didn't even believe it. I didn't feel it. I originally, to begin the week, I only had him for like a 38% market share of the team's carries. And when I saw that we were so far off of what ETR and Cardi had, I was like, okay, well, I'm probably wrong. So I need to work on that. And I was right. I was right. Because he's in a three-way committee, in four-way if you include Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as the lone member of the Gil cast who felt this way but actually followed through and did not play Miles Sanders, I feel very, very mentally strong because all these are valid critiques of Miles Sanders.
Yeah, like, you should feel dumb as shit for playing James Robinson over CPAT though.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I did build a team without Sanders, and it was the dual AJ Dillon and D'Hendo team. And you couldn't you couldn't play it because of roster construction of not knowing the Aaron Jones news. So I actually think if we would have known Jones was out, I don't think people would have played Sanders the way we did. I mean, it was just a crappy slate the way that the games fell, not having the Aaron Jones news, Henderson being late. Like,
well, that, I mean, so let's talk about that. Cause that's the thing that we all did that I did think was sharp is we all played AJ Dillon and then left ourselves outs to swap. You guys ended up swapping to receivers cause you were so far back. I ended up swapping to Daryl Henderson, which was the plan for all of us, I think.
Yeah.
Which was fine.
That was the plan. That was the plan. And it was the point differential was not even that high. Both of them were in play. You just couldn't build a lineup with both of them.
Right. But I think the thing was with, or if you could have, if you were sharp and just said, I'm going to pivot to Eli Mitchell. But I think the thing was that AJ Dillon was going to be like the best running back play of the slate if Aaron Jones didn't play. And I didn't think Aaron Jones was going to play. I really didn't. Like, it just made so much sense for them to.
Yeah. And Green Bay is always, cautious with injuries. And they have the bye next week. Like, what, Devontae Adams missed like 9 weeks with turf toe like 3 years ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It made no sense that he played. I did not see him playing at all.
And he barely did. Like, he played at the beginning and then he basically didn't play most of the last like 2.5 quarters. I mean, they just went to Dillon. Dillon ended up with 20 rushes and 5 targets and caught all of them. Like, he had a really good game all said and done.
Yeah. I mean, which is, I don't, that's going to be a headache moving forward, trying to figure out which one of those guys, but. And then did you guys consider, cause I was trying to make a Justin Herbert team work so that I could play McCaffrey and not play both of those dudes together. Did either of you consider that?
Never. I just locked on to Cam Newton and I was like, dude, Cam is back. He's back, baby. But what ended up happening is Cam Newton got pulled. His ass got pulled for PJ Walker. Like, that's how bad he was. And he had a rushing touchdown, like right off the bat.
Right off the bat. Yeah.
You know, this is just following up the mental weakness of last week not playing Cam with like mental weakness of chasing Cam. I mean, he projected well. Like I thought he'd do well. Like, you know, he's 5.6. He's a true run pass quarterback, but man.
Tyrod was who was in our optimals. We had Tyrod a little bit better.
Well, you know,
I had Tyrod earlier in the week.
I just thought this is like stupid in retrospect, but I really thought that like Tyrod had a floor issue that Cam doesn't have. Like Tyrod does run.
Yeah, he can get like 7.
Yeah, but he doesn't run that much anymore. And yeah, that team is a complete dumpster fire. And I was just like, yeah, dude, like, I mean, Cam's just way better. And he wasn't way better on this Sunday, bro. Like Cam Newton got pulled from the game. Pulled for PJ Walker. This is just so tilting to literally spend $9,000 on Christian McCaffrey. He gets 3.5 because he got hurt. But even when he was playing, he wasn't doing that good. Like,
yeah,
this is really, really, really bad. Like, how are you supposed to cash? How are you supposed to make money when you spend $9,000 on Christian McCaffrey and he gets 3.5? How are you supposed to make money when you're
we need McCaffrey to stop playing.
Or we need to realize that like Christian McCaffrey is no longer 2019 Christian McCaffrey. Like, and we just need to get that through our freaking skulls.
I mean, How many times has he been to the sideline since coming back from injury? I think every game.
Yeah, it's not even just injury risk, though. I mean, it literally is like the offense risk, the way that Cam plays, the way that this offense moves the ball. Like, we cannot be playing this guy in cash. He is I cannot believe I did it. And then I play guys like Chris Godwin and Michael Pittman. What are these?
I mean, Chris Godwin was smashing all projections, and he just like didn't show up to the stadium.
I mean, this dude
They scored 38, and Godwin got like 6.
Michael Pittman 38, and Fat Net just like scavenged all the touchdowns.
I'm sitting here watching Michael Pittman. Like, I mean, literally, the Colts are actually scoring points. It's like Carson Wentz is actually looking like a functional NFL quarterback on a defense that we were not expecting. And I'm like, okay, Michael Pittman. No, Michael Pittman ends up with like 152 air yards and 9 points. Like,
I mean, that was just a stone bizarro game because the Colts, who want to run the crap out of the ball, just threw it all over the place. And the Bucs, who want to throw the ball all over the place, just ran the ball. Like they just like switched souls and scored an ass load of points, but nobody that we played got any of them.
And another coward move was not playing Gronk. By the way, Gronk,
true coward move.
I'm not taking the L on that.
He was in our shed over Goddard because we have the Eagles so rush heavy.
Dallas Goddard, bro. Dude.
We can dunk on Nate for plenty. We're not dunking on him.
No, I won't dunk on him for Goddard, but like, what a craptastic performance. The guy had one reception for 0 yards.
Bro, yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen that stat line on DK before where all it says is one reception.
Dude, I had to refresh DK like multiple times today because I'm like, wait, Chris Godwin caught a pass. It says he caught. Why is it zero?
He had 0.1 because he had 0.1 because he had a 21-yard reception where he fumbled, or an 11-yard reception where he fumbled.
Nate was looking at his lineup like, this can't be right. DK scores not up. Yeah.
Goddard's got no. I mean, this was one for the ages, guys. I don't even have anything helpful to say. I'm not going to take the L on Goddard, though. I thought your tight end plays were all freaking weird. I thought Goddard was like very clearly
Ingram.
Dumb.
Ingram. I mean, the reason why Ingram is a terrible play is because he's Evan Ingram and he's awful. But they were down to no players left. They didn't have a slot wide receiver and they didn't have any backup tight ends. And then a fucking tight end with the number 41 caught a touchdown.
The tight ends I looked at in cash were Goddard, Gronk, and Freiermuth, whatever his name is.
Freiermuth.
I wanted to play Herbert and Cook, and I was not mentally strong enough to do it.
Let me just tell you, I played Jared Cook and he was an awful play. He got super
lucky. He was an awful play, but every play, I didn't think any tight end play was good. And so at least play the cheapest awful play.
I mean, that's why I ended up on him. But like at the end of the day, like he's a dust ball in like a
three. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah. I mean, Steven Anderson and Parham are out there and he's out there and he like had this insane Randy Moss touchdown in the back of the end zone. There was like a 7-yard Hail Mary. It was the wildest thing in the world. And he caught it and came down with it and like toe tapped over four people. He got super lucky to get there. Like he was a confirmed bad play.
Even without the touchdown, he outscored Dallas Goedert.
Well, I mean Dallas Goedert. I mean, this was actually wild. He only had three targets. Philly threw the ball 31 times.
That is really bizarre. I mean, he just kept throwing these Jalen Hurts made two absolute dime throws to Jalen Reagor to win the game, and he dropped both of them.
I mean, this Goddard stuff, literally, this dude's usage every time he's been healthy, like, I mean,
it's nuts. And I think his high for the season is like 13, but he leads all tight ends in target share since Zach Ertz got traded.
Yeah. And Hurts only throws the ball like 16 times a game. Today he throws it 31 and Goddard disappears.
This week, I mean, it is ultimate run bad at each one of my spots. Like it was,
Literally every dude I played.
Correlation is insane.
Every dude I played hit like their 10%. Oh, except for Jameson Crowder. I should feel bad for playing Crowder. That was just never going to work.
So I don't know if you guys saw Twitter. Some dude tweeted us and was like, "How did you guys not play Hilliard?"
And
that's when I got really tilted. He's like, "Yeah, this guy's carrying me to victory over the cash line." I'm just like, "Oh my god, I need to retire. I need to delete my entire account."
I think the Titans almost ran for like 300 yards as a team.
Yeah, they did. Foreman and that guy.
They both got the rushing bonus. The only 12 carries for Hilliard though.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can roster a guy.
The other guy I was thinking about playing was Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. Which should have just played him over Crowder.
I was thinking about it too, man. Like,
I don't know. I mean, I say that I would not have ever played him.
I would have. I literally had an iteration of the lineup saved.
I mean, I had iterations of a bunch. I just felt lost, and I just didn't like any of the plays. It was just
wide receiver was just terrible. I mean, there was literally no.
We should have just played T. This is what we get. This is what we get.
Why didn't you play Deontay Johnson, bro?
I just couldn't get up to him.
Because he had Goddard. You couldn't do it with Goddard and Godwin. Yeah.
I didn't see any cheap time. I'm not playing Jared freaking Cook. Like I told you, my three tight end plays I was looking at, they were all like 4 or 5 and above.
Dude, this is so bad for the brand. Like he's like, he had Deontay a 35% target share today. He has 14 targets. Like he just always gets, and he's like not even 7K. He's like 6,600. You should be loving this guy. The Whopper's out of control.
Yeah, Deontay was a great play. I'm not saying he wasn't. I mean, it was just there was no like I couldn't get any of the receivers that I wanted to.
Deontay, like, Deontay was the second best wide receiver play, I think.
Outside of Godwin very clearly was like
I thought
Pittman was right there though. I thought Pittman was like
Pittman was good. I feel like the people got robbed of Sammy and I not playing Keenan Allen for another 7 for 80 game and coming on here and just being like, this fucking loser can't get 100 yards to save his life.
Buddy, when you talk about dollar store Keenan Allen, that is Deontay Johnson, and Deontay went 9 for 95.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came up just short. You'd be tilting that if you were close to the cash line, but that cost me a decent amount.
T getting to 5 for 95. And actually getting to the bonus. I mean, that had to be a huge upset, right? Him actually getting to the bonus after.
Oh, I texted you guys when he had 95 at the half, and I'm like, he's minus 750 not to get there. Like,
yeah.
Tackling the one still.
Yeah.
This is the worst slate I can remember.
This slate was so awful. Like the games were awful. The plays were awful.
The games were terrible.
The games were so bad. It was like, this is the least excited I've been for an NFL Sunday. Like even at noon, I knew this slate was going
to
be
at noon. At noon, I was like, I'm not prepared to have a good time.
Like all of our texts were just, I hate this slate. Like, this sucks. And honestly, it correlates and compounds because Thanksgiving was so tilting as well. Like,
I had to travel. Like, I'm tired. I'm behind on where I need to be for like entering games and build. Like, it just, it messes up your
whole mojo. Like Davis and I were talking about before we flipped on, like, we didn't even look at this slate really until last night. Like, yeah, we sat down and, you know what I mean? But like, usually you're messing with it throughout the week. Thanksgiving throws a whole wrench in it. It messes up your, you know, your regular, you know, just, schedule and the way you do things. And, you know, you're already kind of like dusted out from like doing it all and like putting all this time into it on Thursday. And I mean, no excuses, you know, play like a champion. We got our bunguses pushed in, man. Like, this is not good.
After getting it pushed in on Thursday. Have you guys ever won on Thanksgiving?
No. Thanksgiving is a Ponzi scheme. I'm confident that DraftKings just, the money goes somewhere. It doesn't go to someone. I've never met anybody who's profitable on Thanksgiving.
There was the David Blau year.
Yeah.
I won that year because I played Kenny Golladay in all my main teams. And that first game is always lower owned than it should be. Because some Saints player is always questionable is what it comes down to. But yeah, I mean, just in general, it's not good.
No.
Guys, I want to make a confession to you right now. I did play some Thanksgiving cash and I swapped to Tony Jones Jr.
Oh.
And I was like solidly cashing. And then I looked after the game and I had made no money because of Tony Jones Jr.
16 carries, 27 yards. And I know his exact stat line. Because I picked him up in like every league I was in, especially ones that do Tuesday waivers. And I was like, I'm so much fucking sharper than you guys. Like, do you know how sharp I am? Like, I know Ingram's not going to play. I just picked up a starting running back for free. You guys are so bad. 16 carries, 27 yards.
Yeah. How many targets did he miss?
None.
Zero.
Zero. None.
Zero. Yeah. It's been a rough week, boys.
It's been a week. Dude. But even if it wasn't like my process off and everything like that, and me entering games at the last minute, just trying to get my quota filled, this was a terrible slate regardless. Even if I had spent all week working on the slate, I don't think I would have built a lineup I liked.
Yeah. When all these guys are like, we have two teams on the bye, right? The Cardinals and Chiefs, two good teams. And then on Thursday,
Bills and Cowboys.
Yeah, the Cowboys, Bills already off. I mean, this was
and the Ravens on Sunday night.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of good stuff to choose from. There really wasn't, and we were all choosing between a bunch of slop, and we picked the wrong slop.
It was like none of the good quarterbacks were on the slate.
What was the winning construction? I didn't open up a head to head.
What was the winning construction? Herbert got the bonus.
Herbert.
Yeah,
but like, did people actually play the Herbert team?
Herbert, and all you would have needed to win today was Herbert and not playing McCaffrey. And I think any combination of plays you would have had after that would have been fine.
Yeah, if you didn't play McCaffrey, I mean, because McCaffrey was, you said 50%, Davis.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Roughly. I mean, yeah, you're just gonna get smoked. Yeah. Like you're just gonna get wasted if you play McCaffrey and he's only 50% owned. And you spend $9,000 on a player that gets 3.5. And that's one of the things about McCaffrey is he's like, even if you don't agree that he's the same guy, his floor is generally so freaking high.
It's like 20.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so high. Like he never gets dusted, but today he did, obviously.
Here, let's look at some of the most owned players in the $25 double up. I will sort by ownership.
The teams that won have to be so bad, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So these are the most owned plays. The Texans defense, Miles Sanders, Michael Pittman, Christian McCaffrey, Gronk at 43%. So yeah, pretty much if you played Gronk at 40%. So not good. Chris Godwin at 38%. James Robinson at 36%. Deontay at 32%. Then people swapped to Daryl Henderson, who got 17. Brandon Cooks, who got 13. Debo, Visca. I mean, no one who was the only person who was owned who got the flames was Gronk. Yeah. Who got the flame.
Man, it must be so fun to like play Gronk and get there. You just see this giant man just lumbering and smashing fools and like bowling them over and just like, you know, getting up and being all fired up and you're pumped and he's got the bonus. Man, that seems like a great life. We should have done that.
It does seem fun. I wonder.
Anything seems more fun than this.
Yeah.
He had more than Crowder. 0 yards, bro.
Yeah.
Dallas freaking got her.
All right. You guys want to do our tournament teams?
I
don't even know. I've like closed the browser.
Man, I honestly had the right read, which was Minnesota, San Francisco. But I played Justin Jefferson instead of Thielen. I did play Elijah. I did play Elijah Mitchell, but I played Ayuk instead of Debo. And that lineup had Godwin and a bunch of other losers in it.
Yeah.
I had a lot of San Francisco.
I stacked that game with Cousins, Conklin, and Thielen.
Yeah,
and
I had it Cousins back too. With
Debo. But I played Robinson and Sanders in that lineup. I had Odell Beckham, who actually got there.
Odell, I thought was a really good play.
Yeah. Yeah, he ended up getting there. That was fine. I swapped to Daryl Henderson, which I actually should not have done because I already had Beckham, but I just universal swapped out Dylan because I had him in every GPP lineup. And that one ended up.
Oh, I also played Saquon. So.
Oh, didn't you play Saquon over somebody good?
This was the team I found the team that I ran in the red zone, which was Kirk, AJ Dillon. I just left him in. Saquon, IU, Godwin, Crowder, Conklin, Jefferson, Jets defense.
Oh my God, you played Crowder with the Jets defense and you played Crowder in a GPP?
I played Crowder in a GPP.
Dude, you got to self-exclude. What you doing?
Davis's tombstone. Played Crowder in a GPP.
Played Crowder in a GPP.
Did you just like give up on life? You just ate a pot pie and you didn't even have like the
I don't know. I honestly, I have no explanation for this. That's, I really don't.
So bizarre. You're such a fish.
What the?
This team is only 7% owned.
Jesus H. Christ. This is a true Gilcast. It's three bumbling idiots who are just straight donating at DFS talking about our process.
I need to get in the lab, dude. I need to get in the lab. I can't do another week like this. Like I would at least like to lose with my head held high. You know, like the week we lost to like the Christian Kirk 50 ball, it's like our teams weren't even that bad. We just didn't have Christian Kirk. Yeah. But like this week, like no one even beat us like that. Our team, we were just worse than ever. It's not that other people were better. It's just that we were worse.
We were the nerds, bro.
Yeah, we were the nerds getting it pushed in.
So tough. Yep. I don't want to talk anymore. I'm good.
I'm done.
Yeah,
I think I'm good. I got dunked on by Laird on Twitter.
Did you?
That was good.
I posted my team and he said, you need to delete that app.
And then he said, if you need help next time, reach out.
Yeah, I just need him to tell me how many touchdowns Miles Gaskin is going to get on any given week. No. Maybe we should have considered Gaskin.
Waddle.
I mean, he just keeps getting all these touches, dude.
I don't know, man. Did they sign some people like
Philip Lindsay came in at which I didn't even know he was going to be active.
Yeah, and they got Duke Johnson. That just made me feel like they know that Gaskin's bad.
Well, I think Duke was inactive.
Yeah, but
Duke's
like,
not real anymore.
But what I'm saying is like they're bringing all these guys in. Like Gaskin, just like he's scoring touchdowns, but he's just 2.8 per carry every week, and I feel like. The team 1 week might just be like, yo, dude, like we're cutting into your work. Like you're not good. So that's why I didn't really consider him basically.
That is a sharp take from Sammy. When a player is just getting the volume week after week after week and no efficiency, eventually you cannot continue to count on that.
Yeah.
Volume.
We call that the Mike Davis corollary.
The other thing is I didn't want to play, you know, why, Cam Davis? And McCaffrey and, God, we should have just played Cordarrelle. Like, we're so stupid.
Yeah,
Cordarrelle's the only good running back.
I think he's literally gotten there every week of the season. Like, I don't think he's had a game with lower than 15.
Dude, he's so good. He's so good. Like, why did we play these?
Okay, I don't know the answer.
Because they have no one. They literally, like, if they're gonna move the ball, it needs to be in his hands. There's nobody on that team.
What do we think Mike Davis did today?
I saw he caught a pass.
I'm gonna guess 6 rushing attempts, 2 targets, 4 DraftKings points.
He got 5 for 16 as a rusher with a long of 6. I did see today on the broadcast before my pot pie nap that the Falcons had no rushes for longer than 18 yards all season until today. And then Mike Davis, he actually got 4 targets, 3 receptions, 25 yards. So Nate, you were right on it. He got exactly 3.9 DraftKings points.
Nice. Nate knows his man. Yeah. Nate, yeah. You know, Cordarrelle might be your Eskimo brother, but Mike Davis is Nate's.
Yeah.
Outscored.
This is just the worst, and I don't want to do this show anymore.
Let's just retire week 12. Yes. Whatever this week is.
Good season, boys.
All right, everyone. Week 12. We'll be back. We'll be better next week. We'll see you then.